Blog Talk Radio.
Going to continue from where we left off in our study of the seven churches out of the book of Revelations. And we studied the church of Pergamos. And in it, we noted that there were a few things that the writer held against them. They'd done a lot of things that were praiseworthy. However, they were weak in their stand against sin, and they allowed the seed of Satan to operate and sit in the midst. And as a result, they're being given an opportunity to remove Balak, or the son of Satan, out of the midst. And he spoke to them about being a stumbling block before the children of Israel. And I wanted to bring your attention to the book of Romans in chapter 14 and 13. I wanted to read that. I didn't take the time out to do it, and as after the program, I felt like, God, that was an important point. He says here in Romans 14 and 13, he said, "Let us not therefore judge one another, but judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way." And so there was a lot of demonic things going on and trickery, and he had to address it. And I wanted to bring that out in the awareness of my listeners today as we go about, you know, to be on guard, to not offend a weak brother in their consciousness. If you turn your Bible over to Romans 8 and in verse 9, he says, "Take heed, lest any means this liberty of yours become a stumbling block to them that are weak." There are some people who cannot handle the liberty that you walk in because of your faith and connection with God. And so if you know that a sin is going to offend a brother who's weak in their conscience, then by all means, avoid being a stumbling block to that brother and causing him to judge you. And I want to bring that out. And so in the verse back over in Revelation chapter 2, he also warns them about the sacrifice unto idols. And I said to you that an idol in our day and time can be anything, anything that you put up before the word and the doctrine of Jesus Christ. And he also asked them to not fornicate. He was against that. He hated that. And these were the things that he hated about the Nicolaites, because they held up a doctrine that taught against the Christ, the word of Jesus Christ, the doctrine of Christ. And I said, we always want to look for how these churches are relevant in our day and time. And I noted those things because those things that I just talked to you about being a stumbling block, about the fortification, about the idols in the Pergamos era, is because we see those things today, and we have to work diligently to avoid at all costs those activities in our life and overcome, as he instructed these people to do, get the victory over, overrule, override, overthrow. And so now unto the church of Thyra, he writes, unto the angel of the church in Thyra write these things, said the Son of God, who hath his eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass. And so here we have the physical description of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. We see that he's very dark, he's burnt, like fine brass. If you put brass into a fire and burn it, it's not going to come out golden brown. It's going to be black. It's going to be burnt. And in verse 9, he said, I know your works and charity and service and faith and your patience and your works, and the last to be more than the first. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against you, because you suffered that woman Jezebel, which called herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servant to commit fornication and to eat things sacrificed unto idols. Now, we may not in this physical church eat things that are sacrificed unto idols. Now, however, keep in mind, we do have a cult religions in the earth today who do things that are unscriptural, that are not according to the doctrine of Jesus Christ. So you do have to be aware of that, and if anything like that comes to you or is offered to you, and you know that it's diabolical, that is strictly against the doctrine of Jesus Christ, we don't do that. We don't eat things sacrificed unto idols. Resist. Don't partake. And in verse 21, he said, I gave her a space to repent, talking about the Jezebel spirit, that prophetess that calls herself a Jezebel. Jesus said, he gave her a space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not. And in verse 22, he says, behold, I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds. So he still is giving a doorway, a route of escape from the sins of fornication. God is against it, my brothers and sisters, people. I don't care what the world is doing. I know everything is promoted through advertisements of promiscuity, you know, everything is sensual and sexual, and the Bible said that it would be that way in the last day. But we, the believers, according to Deuteronomy 22:5, we are to make a difference between holiness and unholiness, between righteousness and unrighteousness. We ought to make a difference. Take a stand. Be different. Anybody can wallow in the mud, but everybody cannot be upright in the eyes of God. And being upright is simply being in agreement with his word and walking it out. Yes, we have grace and no matter what we do, we can do good, and then the next day get up and find that there's a sin challenging us on another level. But deal with it. Deal with the challenges. Deal with the temptation to sin sexually. Cry out to God and ask Him to empower you to have victory over yourselves and to have self-control in the area where fornication is concerned. And He will help you because it's in His Word. He doesn't like it. And so when you do something that He doesn't like, you open yourself up to fall under His judgment. And so let's not be tricked by what the world is doing. Let's be different. It takes a bigger man and a bigger woman to stand up and be different and say, no, I'm fighting in with God. I'm going to do things God's way at all costs. And as you do that, you will become stronger in your commitment as you exercise your faith. And it's demonstrated for all to see through your daily deeds and activities, and you will grow strong as you do the word of God. And in verse 22, He is telling them, behold, I will cast her into a bed. Okay, so He's going to set this Jezebel woman up that would not repent, and those who allowed her to operate, He is going to allow them to be seduced by her and drawn into her wooing. And He did not leave them without a way of escape. God is so merciful to His people. He will not leave you without a way to escape. And that way out is through repentance. Just repent. Cry out to God. Confess your sins to Him and repent and turn and go the other way. That's what the word repent means. In verse 23, He said, and I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am He which searches the reins and hearts, and I will give unto every one of you according to your work. So He's going to try them. He searches them. The proverb says that the spirit of a man is the candle of the Lord, and He searches his heart. So He says here in this scripture, verse 23, He said that I am going to search the reins and try the heart. So He's going to be checking for motives. Purity is what He's looking for. And purity is power. So you want to keep yourself cleansed and separate from fornication, from idols. You want to at all costs not be a stumbling block in your brother's path for an occasion for him or her to sin. And in verse 24, He said, but unto you I say, and unto the rest of Thyra, as many as have not this doctrine, and which have not known the depths of Satan, as they speak, I will put upon you none of these burdens. So He's going to deal with them according to the knowledge of the sins that they hold. In verse 25, He said, but that which you have already, hold fast till I come. So He is expecting them to be responsible for the truth that they have and the victory that they have retained. And He's wanting them to retain it and to hold fast to it. We are responsible for the graces and the victories that God entrusts into our hands. We are responsible for the knowledge that we hold about Him and His Word. We have to maintain it. Glory to God. And we have to protect the anointing, and we have to grow our faith that's been given unto us until He comes, it says in verse 25 and in 26. And He says, he that overcome, this is the key. This is what I love about this study of these seven churches. He that overcome, that word overcome means to overthrow, to get the victory over it. and win and conquer the temptations of the sins of fornication, idolatry, and being a stumbling block and false doctrines. Get the victory over it. Overthrow it. Win. You can. God will empower you. If you cry out, he'll give you the strength. And he says in the second clause, and keep my works unto the end. To him will I give power over the nations. I want to read this whole verse in context. And he that overcome and keep my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations. And, you know, this is where grace and works divide. You know, we are in the era of grace, yes, but we do have a part to play. We can see that from reading the scriptures right here. Now, I want to say to you that if you fall weak along the way and you stumble and you fall, just repent. That's the escape route. Repent, dust yourself off, get back up, and keep going. The Bible says, a just man fall seven times, rises up yet again. So you get back up. It's the sin is not always in falling, but the sin is in not getting back up. Glory be to God, because he said a just man will get back up. So if you're just, you're getting back up, rise up again. And you will receive the reward for your faith. And in verse 27, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, as the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I receive of my Father. And I will give him the morning star. And he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the seven churches. And so we have three more churches that we're going to study coming up. Next week, we'll look at the Church of Sardis. Now, I want you to listen to this broadcast again, and please share the link with those whom you know will benefit from the study of the seven churches. We are looking at them and finding out how it is their works are relevant to us today. I don't know about you, but I see a whole lot of truth, and I see a whole lot of relevance in their deeds and in the deeds that are facing the church at large here in the 21st century. And so we can learn a lot from them, and what is said to them applies to us. He will give us the reward for our faith if we would overcome, get the victory over, get over it. Get over the fornications and the sins and the things we talked about. Well, anyway, share the link. Email this lesson to someone that you know will benefit. Remember to visit the website, www.inspirationalcorneronline.com. God bless you. Remember 1 Peter 5 and 7. God cares about you affectionately, and he cares about you watchfully.